There's an old Chinese proverb that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
See you in a couple weeks.
Great trip. I hope so. This is wonderful.
Thanks for having us.
Well, they're not going 1,000 miles, only 925 miles, give or take. And their first step was on the pedal of a bicycle.
I'll get there somehow.
I'll
figure it out.
Part of Zach's job.
The members of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition are often an encore version of their 1,000-mile journey in 2012. Then they trekked from the tip of the Everglades through the remaining wild spaces of the peninsula north to the Okefenokee Swamp in Georgia. This time, they're starting in central Florida, hanging a left through the green swamp on the nature coast along the Gulf of Mexico. They'll kayak, bike, and hike through swamps with names like Tate's Hell, Bloody Bluff, and Forgotten Creek. They'll hike beaches and sand dunes in the Panhandle, ending up 70 days later at the Alabama state line. Their first steps began at the Creek Ranch in Polk County.
It's on-the-job training. I definitely am not physically prepared enough.
That's Mallory Likes-Dimmitt, who left her job in the Colorado Rocky Mountains with the Nature Conservancy to lead this mission in her home state.
We'll start slow and build into it. So part of the first weeks of the trek is actually just getting yourself in shape and going. And you never have enough time to mentally prepare. You kind of process as you go. And so now the time is here. We just take off and try and enjoy it.
It's part of a grand plan to increase the public's awareness of the need to connect the state's remaining wild areas before they're lost forever. This trip has an added incentive because the state's voters just passed Amendment 1. That forces the state to set aside a certain amount of money for environmental protection. But just what does that mean? Already, several hands are ready to plunge into the state's pockets even before the first new dollars are collected. Expedition member Joe Guthrie says some of that money should be used for land conservation.
We feel encouraged at the expedition that this is our opportunity to really put a stamp on Amendment 1 as coming from a vast majority of Floridians, that we want to do land and water conservation, and we have the plan, we have the green print, if you will, in place, and it's ready to be done, and it should be done.
I think the next steps of that, of course, are to follow on the Florida's water and land legacy and to continue this voice of exactly how the 75% of the voters, you know, want to see it implemented. So there's that next step of the challenge, and this is where we still need to be involved, be diligent on how Amendment 1 actually gets implemented.
In a state increasingly defined by its development, its strip malls, choked highways, and theme parks that evoke places far away, natural Florida remains perhaps its most remarkable draw. Blackwater rivers lined with cypress trees, swamps where early morning mists hide bobcats, black bear, and of course, alligators. The blue springs that gush millions of gallons of clear water a day. But for these habitats to remain healthy, biologists say they need to be connected to each other. That, in a nutshell, is the reason for this expedition.
It's a patchwork of these public and private lands working together as a whole, and oftentimes underappreciated and unseen by many of Florida's population and the nation's population. So it's our tremendous privilege to try to do our part to share this.
Expeditioner Carlton Ward Jr. is no stranger to getting his feet dirty. The Tampa photographer has documented places as remote as Central Africa for National Geographic. But the native Floridian had a calling to do something a little closer to home.
Our aspiration is to be a window into the amazing work that so many people are doing toward this common goal, as well as to shed light on the places and the people who make up Wild Florida.
The symbolism of what is occurring today and what Carlton and this team did 2 years ago is so important to the future of this state, indeed this country, indeed the planet.
Florida Senator Bill Nelson was at the kickoff, saying it's efforts like this that place a value on preserving what's left of natural Florida.
And so you all are starting to add to that today, added value, as you create these wildlife corridors so that future generations will be able to understand and have a glimpse of what it must have been like back there in the beginning days.
You want it next time?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Thank you.
The trio then pedaled off, the first steps of another nearly 1,000-mile journey. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.